Atheist Nomads episode 337. Is God burning Australia?
Does God hate koalas?
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Oh, that makes me sad. That just made me sad.
Welcome to another episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin, and joining me is Lauren.
I just made myself sad.
Yeah.
Does God hate koalas?
Yeah, maybe.
They did all have chlamydia.
They are drop bears with chlamydia and almost no brains that are high all the time. And, you know, God hates it when people get, you know, if you're cursed, you get stoned. And apparently they're stoned all the time. So maybe God does hate koalas.
Oh, man. Terrible situation in Australia.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any listeners from Australia.
We do.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's one of the countries we have...
New South Wales, Australia?
Let me check the stats. But yeah, it's actually one of the top countries we have listeners from, especially per capita. God.
I wish we could do something.
It sucks. We know what it's like to be socked in with smoke for months on end.
Yeah.
Wildfires are horrible.
Yeah, it happens here every year. And we just kind of roll our eyes and say, oh, well, another fire, but this was bad.
Oh, yeah. This makes our summers look pretty decent.
Yep.
Christian hate pastor, which I think is a great description of him, Stephen Anderson, he's blaming Australia's bushfires on God's punishment on the country for banning him and preventing him from preaching the gospel.
Yeah, this guy's been banned from, wait, how many countries?
33.
All right. So he's just another mark on his belt sort of thing.
So yeah, he can't go to Australia, any of Europe's Schengen areas, in any European country in the Schengen area.
What's a Schengen?
That's the common border area. So cannot enter the EU.
Okay.
So that covers 26 countries. He's also banned from Botswana, Jamaica, Ireland, South Africa, the United Kingdom, and Canada. And if you're enough of a hateful piece of shit to be banned from Botswana? Yeah. Well, you're a horrible, hateful piece of shit.
Yeah, Botswana is not known for being nice.
Not particularly.
I bet it has cleaned up a little bit.
But yeah, that's just, like, seriously.
They obviously have some good sense.
Definitely.
Oh, man.
Like, this guy thinks that all gay people should be killed.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's bad. Yeah, he's disgusting. And one of the funnest ones to make fun of, and because he shows up in the news all the time, because he doesn't know when to quit.
Because he keeps getting banned from countries.
Which is hilarious.
Because he just wants to go there and tell people that gay people need to be killed. And, no.
No, not going to happen.
So he encouraged his congregation in Faithful World Baptist Church in Phoenix, Arizona.
Notice where he is not banned.
Yeah. Well, he's an American, and banning, you know, expelling him from the U.S.
Oh, man.
That's not a thing that's happened yet.
No, but.
Yeah, but.
Just don't let him back in.
Yeah, he encouraged his congregation to kill all gay people.
Oh, my gosh.
Claiming that it'd be a cure for AIDS. He has advocated for governments to execute gay people.
He thinks all the world's problems are gay people.
He praised the shooter of the Pulse nightclub for
targeting gay people.
A bunch of, quote, a bunch of disgusting perverts and pedophiles. And also, quote, disgusting homosexuals who the Bible says were worthy of death, end quote. He has prayed for Caitlyn Jenner's death.
Mm, yeah.
Horrible, horrible piece of shit.
Yep.
Steve Anderson, Australia is not on fire because of gay people. Australia is on fire because we keep on burning fossil fuels.
Because he's jet setting all over the world, apparently. And
yeah, we're well on our way to
international flights. People is bad.
We are well on our way to undoing the Carboniferous era, or the Carboniferous eon.
Yeah.
Epic, whatever the correct term is for epoch. That period of time, epoch. Because it was like, that's when there weren't fungi and bacteria that would eat up trees. And so all of this carbon got eaten up by trees, and then buried into the earth. And that's where our coal deposits are from. And ocean plankton have been dying and capturing carbon forever. And that's all getting pumped up and burned in cars. And because we are addicted to fossil fuels, we are apparently trying to terraform the earth back into the conditions of the Carboniferous, which was hotter than hell until the trees ate all the carbon.
Yeah. Yep. Not a good time.
No,
to be alive, unless you're a tree,
or
I guess
Dimetrodon, maybe.
Yeah,
they did okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
those guys are awesome, though. I mean, yeah, of course they did good. And then not for long, but oh well.
For long enough, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these fires so far have burned over 14.7 million acres. I don't know what that is in hectares. Sorry, rest of the world. They have destroyed at least 1,300 houses, killed at least 24 people, and half of a billion animals.
Yeah, and this is just, oh my God, that's a B, isn't it? Billion?
Billion animals.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, half a billion.
Half a billion.
So 500 million.
So many frogs, insects, koalas.
I'm going to guess this is...
I saw roadsides, pictures of the roadsides where animal bodies were just piling up.
From what I've seen, they're not, it's not a question of have any species been forced into extinction, it's how many.
Yeah.
There's some concern that koalas won't survive it.
Koala could be the new panda, kept alive in zoos.
Yeah.
Of course, this is also on the 7th evening, so
yes,
it will increase.
And the article I'm looking at is from yesterday, Monday the 6th, so...
I know
those numbers are higher now.
Yeah, the 24 dead is still 24 because I just checked that. Do not know about the acres, hectares.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks. It really sucks.
Hey, some Idaho firefighters flew down.
Oh, nice.
On a jet, pumping fossil fuel into the atmosphere.
Yep.
But hey, anything helps right now.
Well, and one of the
one fire at a time, right?
One of the really shitty things with fires and fire suppression is, fighting the fires pumps carbon into the atmosphere because it's a lot of planes burning tons and tons of fossil fuels and a lot of big trucks burning tons of fossil fuels. And the fire itself releases a shit ton of carbon into the atmosphere. Yep. Like, California is not on track to ever become carbon neutral because the way they defined it in their state's target includes the forests. I think they were thinking when they decided that the forests would help them get to carbon neutral because the trees suck up carbon. No, the trees are burning faster than they're sucking up carbon.
Yeah. It's sad.
Which is just going to make it hotter.
Yeah.
And
what is it going to be like in 20 years? What is it going to be like in 50? Can't think about it because you go crazy.
Because there's a possibility of runaway effects, and even if we were to stop warming at 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels, actually, I think that's 2 degrees above 1950 levels, not even pre-industrial. Antarctica is still going to continue to melt.
Yeah.
And so will Greenland.
Yep. We're doomed.
Florida will be an island chain.
Yeah.
Even if we stop it at 2 degrees.
Yeah. Weird state in Florida probably should go ahead and ditch that.
Yeah. Moving to other what the fuck news.
Well, surely it's not world ending news.
Donald Trump ordered the assassination of Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani.
Okay, so it is end of the world news.
Commander of Iran's elite Quds Force, part of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Major General reports directly to the Supreme Leader, not to another military officer, not to the President, not to the Prime Minister. He reports directly to the Supreme Leader, the theocrat in chief of Iran.
Wow. Yep.
He organized, his basic job has been to...
And that's Nosferatu, or whatever his name is.
What?
Nosferatu. It's a vampire joke. Because his name kind of sounds similar.
Soleimani?
No, the supreme leader.
Soleimani?
Oh, no. I was thinking of somebody else then. Oh, God. I was thinking Netanyahu. No, yeah. That's not right at all.
No.
It was funny in my head.
Soleimani is... he's been in charge of this force for a long time. Like, he was the one who coordinated the Hezbollah attacks to attack the U.S. embassy in 1982 in Beirut, Lebanon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's been doing this a while.
Yeah. He's probably been on the dream assassination list for the U.S. since then. Like, there were Marines and embassy personnel who died in that attack on the embassy, and it was a big enough attack that the U.S. invaded Lebanon. He has been organized a lot of the Shiite militias in Iraq, and was having a meeting with the Iraqi official who had been the head of one of those militias, and is now was up until his death in charge of coordinating all of those militias on behalf of the government. Because when they were fighting against the Islamic State, they went ahead and, because they didn't have much of an army left when most of them deserted, they made the militias official, brought them into the fold, and Trump had, I guess he was collateral damage?
Yeah.
But that's fucked up.
That is. That wasn't even like, oops, we didn't mean to kill him. It was, they just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
At all. So Iraq is pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Iran is pissed.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world is pissed. Because our stupid ass president has decided to start World War III.
Yep.
Did you hear about the funeral procession?
People died.
Yeah. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
Crushed to death.
Stampedes.
Oh my God. Well, don't have a funeral procession down narrow roads with no exits.
Then they can't have funeral processions.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Fly them over in a helicopter or something. But that was poorly designed.
So far, a special session of the Iraqi parliament, which apparently was boycotted by the Sunni and Kurdish members of the parliament, but they weren't needed for a quorum, voted unanimously to ask the prime minister, who resigned several months ago, but still hasn't been replaced, to direct the U.S. to get the hell out.
Yeah, and the Sunni and the Kurds, the Kurds, we've already blasted them.
We abandoned their brothers in Syria.
Yeah.
So what credibility do we have left there?
We have no credibility.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Not that we had much to begin with, but this just earth-shattering.
Uh-huh.
This is one of those things that you wake up to and you're like, I'm so sorry. He's not my president. I mean,
but he is.
He is. Oh, God. He's so stupid. He wants a legacy. He thought this. I think that's every bad mistake he makes is worse and worse and worse because he's trying to gain a legacy.
What I saw was that when this was presented to him, his question was, would that make him look stronger than Obama?
He's obsessed.
Who fucking cares?
With his image. Yeah. So that's, cartoonists all over the world need to keep making fun of him, release those terrible photos that make him look like an idiot, and ridicule him, because that seems to be the only thing that really gets under his skin.
Yeah, his legacy, as it's looking, will be making, nearly doubling the U.S. deficit, packing the courts with the most unqualified people ever. And by most unqualified, I mean a shocking number have been deemed unqualified by the American Bar Association.
They paid their dues during the campaign, though, so.
And making Iran the better country.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got two more years.
No.
No?
No. If he loses in November or gets removed from office... There's still two ways. There's actually three ways now that could happen.
I was off by 2 years. I was thinking this was not a presidential. No, this is totally a presidential year.
And that's assuming he doesn't get removed by the Senate, removed by his cabinet, or assassinated by Iran
yeah.
in retaliation. they have a list of his properties that they are circulating around that they might want destroyed.
Trump hotels, man. All over the world.
That Trump likes to stay at.
Yep.
This sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah. Other news?
Yes. At a campaign rally at the King Jesus International Ministry Church outside of Miami.
Okay.
Trump promised to bring prayer back to public schools.
Because he has that power somehow? He's just...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get how.
How do Trumpers believe this guy? How? You know, you can call me a never Trumper, and that's true.
Uh-huh.
From the very beginning, this was a bad idea. This is a bad deal.
So this church is... Okay, so the actual quote here, there's several good ones. We are defending religion itself. It's under siege. A society without religion cannot prosper. That sounds like he was reading from a teleprompter.
Yep.
There was, these angry radicals want to impose absolute conformity by censuring speech, tearing down crosses and symbols of faith, and banning religious believers from public life. That also sounds like it must have been on the script.
Yep, because he doesn't talk like that.
Nope. Very soon, I'll be taking action to safeguard students' and teachers' First Amendment rights to pray in our schools. They want to take that right along with many other ones.
Yeah, and for good reason.
Actually, no. Teachers and students...
No, they're still allowed to pray.
...are free to pray privately.
Yeah. You know he means publicly.
Yes. What he's talking about is making it so that teachers are free to force students to join them in prayer.
Sure thing, coach.
That's what he's asking for. At a campaign rally at a church.
So who do you think wrote it?
One of his speechwriters that he still has.
Oh my God, he still has some? They haven't deserted?
He still has staff, yeah.
Wow. Because, yeah, that was a lot of big words for Trump.
Yeah. But no, he this was a campaign rally at a church.
Oh, yeah. So he talked like...
But that's illegal.
Oh.
The church promoted Trump's campaign by holding a rally at the church. The pastor encouraged and asked members to attend the campaign rally at the church. This was electioneering, endorsing a political candidate from a church that is a tax-exempt nonprofit organization.
Yep. And what's going to happen? Nothing. Because the winners write the rules. So yeah, if you're in Miami, you should totally try and get that guy fired.
Well, FFRF has asked the IRS to investigate this rally.
And the church.
The church specifically. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a prosperity gospel church, of course.
Of course.
Heck, the modern Republican Party is all prosperity gospel.
Yeah.
That's basically the message. Vote for us. Give us money. Vote for us. And we'll cut taxes for rich people because you're going to be rich soon, too.
Yep.
Give me money and I will make you rich.
Yeah.
That's the prosperity gospel message. But yeah, FFRF is asking the IRS to investigate. It won't happen.
If I... one thing that... Well, lots of things, actually, if I had more money. Supporting the FFRF. These guys are amazing. And how... I don't know how they could possibly be running. Like, how much money this must take. Taking these people... Lawsuits and...
Well, and when you look at what they need... And like we talked to... Andrew Seidel, not too long ago. They need members more than donations, because the more members they have, the more people they can say they represent.
Yeah. Wait, are we members?
We are not.
Are we going to fix that?
I have been a member before. As soon as we have sufficient disposable income to be able to donate to organizations, yes, we will be members.
Podcast money. Write it off. It's a business expense supporting a nonprofit.
Their memberships are cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
Small yearly amount. Everybody should be a member. If you are a patron of the podcast, you should be a member of FFRF first.
Yes. And we will let you know how that goes on our side. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Okay. So, yeah. Memberships start at $40 for an individual, $50 for a household. And they have $25 student memberships, If you want to be a member for life, that starts at 1,000.
Oh, wow.
If you want to be...
That's a little... That's a bit much.
Individual beyond afterlife.
Oh, my gosh.
That's $10,000.
Oh, my gosh. I love these guys. Oh, that's amazing.
So, yes, everybody should be a member of them. Somebody at least is trying to keep track of these churches that are violating the rules.
Because somebody has to.
Yeah. So a 19-year-old French man who was working as a housekeeper in Father Roger Mazzatoli's house shoved a crucifix down his throat, suffocating him to death.
The housekeeper did that to the...
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God. Housekeeper has been charged with torture, murder, and resisting arrest. This young man was 19 years old.
19? Oh.
Let's go back in time a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. He was a... Was he a victim?
He attempted to kill himself a few times because of the abuse that he suffered at the hands of this priest and that his father had suffered at the hands of this priest.
Oh, wow. Ugh. Old men. No offense to old men out there. You're cool. These old men are not.
So he's moved around several times. He's been accused of abusing at least 4 boys between the years of 1960 and 2000, including both Alexandre and his father.
Ugh, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you just keep...
Why would the dad expose his son to that priest?
Right.
Why would you keep going to church there?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with the parent?
You would think if you know that this, from firsthand experience, that this priest is a molester, you keep your kids the hell away.
Well, that's it, though. You just say, oh, well, just don't be alone with the priest. And unfortunately, that doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah.
But people just kind of write it off. It's like, oh, well, just basic protection. Just don't be alone with the priest. It's like, no, that's not the problem. Jeez.
Oh, okay. So there's a little bit more with this family. So the suspect who had tried to kill himself after being abused by the priest, his dad says that his own father killed himself when he found out that the priest had been abusing him.
Ah.
So grandpa's dead because he found out that dad has been abused by the priest. And the dad finds out the priest is also abusing the kid. And then the kid kills the priest.
Yeah, I blame the dad on that one still. You don't expose your kids to pedophiles when you know that they are pedophiles. I don't know. There's kind of the anti-hero version of the 19-year-old fighting back, but he's throwing his life away, and that sucks.
This is one of those cases where more details would be very useful to a mental health professional.
Mm.
And I think this is a kid that needs mental health, very serious, long-term mental health assistance, not prison.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he probably, you know, if he tried to kill himself before, he's like, all right, execute me.
Yeah.
I got nothing to lose.
This priest destroyed his family, so he destroyed the priest.
I'm telling you, though, it sounds like somebody wrote this out in a novel.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It is, every detail of the story is horrific. The conclusion is logical. The conclusion of the story is horrible.
Yeah.
It is logical.
I'm going to say it. Good for him.
And I hope he gets, I hope he gets help, not jail time.
Yeah, I hope he gets help now, but I think he did the world a favor.
But he did commit murder and torture, and he did resist arrest, so he will be going to prison.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets a lot of counseling in prison, and it's not a long sentence, because holy shit, there was a lot of really good... If there are good reasons to commit murder, this kid had really good reasons to commit murder.
And so poetically. I'm sorry, I'm romanticizing it now.
Yeah.
Because a crucifix down the throat is just... Like I said, it sounds like a novel.
Mm-hmm. The United Methodist Church... Oh, wait, speaking of which, I haven't even talked about the new podcast on the show today yet. What is wrong with me? Schisms has launched. The first episode was launched on Monday. Most of you have not listened to it.
Do it.
Schismpod.com, or look for it in your app of choice. The first episode's about 28 minutes long. I go into the story of the Hellenistic world. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed researching it. I really enjoyed recording it. And yes, check it out. Schismpod.com.
How do you spell that?
Schismpod.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something he's been really passionate about for a long time.
Since we talked about Russia.
Yep.
Thank you, Celia.
Thank you, Celia. You guys don't have to hear it every day. What about the United Methodist Church?
Yes, the United Methodist Church is going through its own schism.
That's why you brought it up.
Schism. I've been meaning to at the beginning, but yeah.
Segue.
Church leaders have decided on a plan to split the church in two. The main United Methodist Church will amend the rules post-split to allow gay marriages to be performed in Methodist churches and to allow openly gay priests and bishops.
How about women? Not yet?
Yeah, women are fine.
Oh, okay.
Already are.
Oh, okay.
That's long done.
Oh, yeah.
And not particularly controversial in the group. No. The traditionalist Methodist group will split off from the United Methodist Church. Congregations that choose to go with it will be able to keep their property, and the property will be transferred over to the new denomination.
Okay.
They are also setting aside $25 million that the new traditionalist denomination will get at breakup. So the divorce settlement lump sum.
Yep.
And...
but who gets the dog?
That would be all the denominational assets and church-owned agencies. Those will all stay with the main United Methodist Church denomination.
Good. They deserve the dog.
Now, interestingly, the United Methodist Church has a majority of its membership in Africa and the more powerful minority in the United States.
Hence the split.
Most of the U.S. Methodists will stay part of the United Methodist Church. Most of Africa will be joining the new denomination. So the white Methodists in America will not be a part of the same group as not white, not America Methodists.
And God, there's another reason why this, in the long run, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that you set up a traditionalist church. That church is never going to change its rules on...
right.
Homosexual rights.
It's the defining point of the church.
So they're never going to change. And that is, you know, what if the rest of Africa decides that, hey, this isn't so bad after all, like 20 years or something. They're going to stick their head in the sand and just keep hating?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. You know, if we're lucky, congregations theoretically would have the chance to switch back later, but that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to have not America.
Yeah.
Suck. And
everybody
conservative
else.
America suck. And the rest of Methodists will be pretty chill.
All right.
So yeah, this will be, should be getting finalized this summer, but it is exciting since I am doing a podcast on schisms to see one happening real time.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That is not often,
almost suspicious. Dun, dun, dun.
May is when this will wrap up. Well, when it will get approved. That's when they have their worldwide conference, and it will need to be voted on and approved. So yeah, we will be watching this as the story develops. We have one Christmas story that we're just now getting to, because we didn't find it until after Christmas. Western Colorado atheists had a billboard for the holiday season. Western Colorado Atheists and Freethinkers is the organization. And they had a billboard up over the holiday season reading Axial Tilt, It's the Reason for the Season.
We didn't talk about this last week?
No.
Oh. Huh. It's so funny. Our personal conversations and this podcast get mixed up sometimes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Faith in humanity restored a little bit. Faith
okay.
in science restored.
All right.
Francis Arnold, who is a Nobel Prize winning scientist, retracted one of her papers because it was not reproducible.
Oh.
She owned up to it.
Nice.
Yeah. Basically, she just rubber stamped it and didn't look at it carefully enough. And she had to go back and retract it. And yeah, that sucks, but she's doing it right. That's what you're supposed to do when you realize your study is not 100% on the level. You retract it. Mm-hmm. And that I'm just in awe of her for doing that. That is
amazing.
So there's ovaries of steel there.
Well, and especially when you consider how much of
modern... Of course, she already has the Nobel, so what does she have to lose?
Now, was the prize for that study?
No.
Okay, good. So yeah, she already... Yeah, she's got...
I bet some people under her got fired, though.
But when you look at science, the modern science, there is insufficient credit given to people who reproduce studies.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's mostly grad students.
You just don't get the credit for... They want original research coming out of grad students, and they want original research for tenure-track professors to get their tenure and keep the grants coming in. And you don't get any of that for reproducing somebody else's study.
Yeah.
That's not original. That's not new.
But it is so vital.
It is absolutely critical. And not only do we need reproduction of studies, but in the reproduction, it's one thing if you can do the exact same thing and get the same result, but it should also include reanalysis of the study design to make sure the study was even valid in the first place. Because there are some studies that get particular results that aren't actually realistic.
And they just go with it anyway.
And they go with it. And then it's reproducible because, if you, if the particular one I'm thinking about was that Japanese study that I think it was Portland State University reproduced, looking at some carcinogens coming off of e-cigarettes. And if you look at the actual design of the study, they were dry burning them 100% of the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I remember you.
So it was absolutely reproducible, but it was not valid in the first place. And so reproducibility is great. And the fact that she retracted it for not being reproducible, that's awesome.
Yep. She's my hero. Heroine.
Who was it again?
Frances Arnold.
Very nice. China isn't done with their efforts to, just trying to get rid of all Muslims in the country is not enough for them. While that is still actively going on, the whole, concentration camps for Uyghurs.
Oh, no, they were all dismissed and are happily living at home now.
Uh-huh. Unless you ask their families.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is all still going on, but China's new plan is to...
Oh, never mind. I think the term was rehabilitated.
Ah, yes.
Even better.
Right. Forcing men to shave their beards and not allowing them to pray and making them eat pork and all that kind of stuff. Their new goal is to help fix all the classical religious texts.
Oh, how kind of them.
Yep. So they're going to take all of the translated versions of them and edit them to be in line with Chinese socialism.
Yeah, that sounds like,
If they find a paragraph...
I'm actually surprised this didn't happen in the 1950s or 60s.
At that point, they were just banning them.
Right.
They've loosened up and allowed them in, and now they're just going to look at it as if it's deemed wrong by the censors, they will amend or retranslate it. So
there you go.
I wonder how many prophecies in the Bible are going to be changed to be prophesying Chairman Mao.
Oh my gosh. A lot. Well, maybe not Chairman Mao, but yeah.
Now, of course, when you look at the actual Bible, it really does promote socialism.
But Chinese socialism is a little different from...
It also says that your government leaders were appointed by God, so obey them.
Oh, yeah.
That comes from Paul. Jesus says, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. They might change Caesar to the Chinese Communist Party. But, give to the Chinese Communist Party. What is the Chinese Communist Party's? That
I can just imagine somebody with a Word document with a find word and then replace with.
Government. The people's government.
Yep.
Yeah. This will be interesting. All right, let's move on to feedback. We got two tweets from Sojo the Dancing Heathen. First up, I was inspired, angered, informed, and filled with joy by this one. Much thanks from Florida. Ma/woman.
What? I do not understand what he's referring to. Which episode was that?
This was the last week's the interview with
Yes. Okay. I was not there for that.
No.
No. So that's why I was confused. Yep. But that's cool.
So thank you, Sojo.
Yay.
Also from Sojo, love the kiddo commentary in the background.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been the beginning part of the episode, mostly. And you were there for a little bit of the interview.
She was a little talky on that.
Yeah, that was fun. And from Danielle via Patreon. Target is probably also on the Christmas naughty list due to their inclusive bathroom policy.
Oh, bastards. Not only do they have the best childcare stuff, but inclusive bathrooms too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, that wraps up this week's episode. We are a little short, but don't worry. Listen to Schisms.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Schismpod.com. Subscribe to that and start listening. It'll be awesome.
Tell your friends who like history.
Yes. Even your religious ones.
Yeah. It's not religiously tilted.
Nope. It is a history podcast that's just about history. And it's, well, religious history, but history. And anyway, thank you, Lauren.
Hey.
And listeners, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. Theme music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.